from CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. The 12 boys rescued from that cave flooded last week in Thailand have now been discharged from hospital.
Move back.
That was a scene this morning as the boys, all in their soccer uniforms, were released from hospital and loaded onto a bus. But before returning to their families, the boys took part in a news conference where some of them apologized to their parents.
Also, I want to say sorry to parents. I told them I went to the training. I didn't tell them I'm going to the cave. Me too. When I was in the cave, I was worrying that my dad would complain a lot. I also want to tell them that I love them very much.
The boys appeared at the news conference with their soccer coach and the Thai Navy team that headed up the search and rescue mission. The boys were in the cave in the pitch black and surrounded by water for more than 2 weeks. Now to Ottawa, where it's a busy day for the ruling Trudeau Liberals. With a number of factors at play, the Prime Minister is shuffling his cabinet. Katie Simpson has more.
All eyes are on Rideau Hall this morning to see who will be taking on new roles within the federal government. There are a few key reasons why the Prime Minister and his office are looking at a shuffle right now. The big one is the federal election, which is just over a year away, and the government wants to put together a strong cabinet heading into the 2019 vote. The other significant concern right now is the change in tone in the relationship between the federal government and the provinces. With the election of the Progressive Conservatives, government of Doug Ford in Ontario, there are no more Liberal premiers west of Quebec. The last issue is, of course, Donald Trump. The Canada-U.S. relationship is still the priority for this government, and providing more support for ministers who manage that relationship could be something interesting to look for.
That's the CBC's Katie Simpson in Ottawa. Canada's premiers will meet Indigenous leaders today at the Council of the Federation Summit in New Brunswick. The meeting is designed to boost cooperation and ties across the country, but as it gets underway, there are some notable absences. Nick Gamash explains.
Today will be more about who is not in the room than who will be there. Two premiers are unlikely to attend, Ontario's Doug Ford and British Columbia's John Horgan, and the leaders of three key organizations, the Assembly of First Nation, ITK, and the Métis National Council, are also not coming. They didn't attend last year either. They didn't like not being at the main table with the premiers. They want to be treated as equals instead of being at a pre-meeting of the Council of the Federation. And those issues are still out there. Instead, the premiers will meet with other groups, but there are some real questions about whether what's been an annual gathering for 14 years now will continue, or given the dynamic between the premiers and Indigenous leaders, whether this could be the last one. Nick Gamash, CBC News, Buktush, New Brunswick.
The Canadian government is providing consular services to an Alberta woman facing hate speech charges in Germany. Rafi Bujikanian reports.
Before she joined the fringes of society, Monica Schaefer tried joining the House of Commons. The Jasper resident ran as a candidate for the Green Party three times and was rejected as a nominee in 2015. A year later, she published a YouTube video denying the Holocaust. This year, she was arrested in Germany on incitement to hatred charges. While she faces trial overseas, she has some perhaps unexpected supporters here.
Every law that silences some form of freedom of speech harms democracy. Because
Joseph Hickey is with the Ontario Civil Liberties Association. Hickey says Germany's hate speech law runs contrary to international law. But B'nai B'rith Canada says Canadian hate speech laws are hardly different than those in Germany. Rafi Bujikanian, CBC News, Edmonton.
And that is The World This Hour. We broadcast live and podcast at our website, cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
Good morning.